Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sarah Quevedo, producer for Vice News Reports. For the holidays, we're re-airing some of our favorite episodes from this year. And this is Weekend World, which brings you the stories of one weekend told through the recordings of young people from around the world. It originally aired in September.
Hi, everybody. This is Jawad, 23 years old. I'm living in Kabul, Afghanistan. You know that weekends in Kabul starts from Thursday. So today is Thursday, July 29. I'm in the studio now. We are a place we're recording our songs. I'm not going out more, so that I'm doing the art activities, I'm rapping, I'm b-boying.
Mommy, what you doing? I'm writing, man.
Writing what?
Writing some lyric shit.
About what?
About what? That philosophical shit, man.
I prefer to stay home, cause you know, the security is too bad, the situation is too bad, so I don't risk. So I prefer to stay home and work on my rap skills.
I'm Sarah Quevedo for Vice News Reports, and this is One Weekend Around the World.
It is Friday, July 30th, 2021. I am in San Salvador.
Yo, yo, it's Friday.
It's Saturday, July 31st.
It's Sunday morning.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, August 1st. So what is my weekend gonna look like?
Este fin de semana va a ser un fin de semana largo.
It's Friday, yeah. It's Saturday, Sunday.
Recorded by you.
My name is Salvador Espinoza from Long Island City, Queens. Born and raised. Checking in about my weekend.
It is 11:09 p.m. in Los Angeles. I just came back from my very first date since COVID started.
I just wanted to ask for this thing. What does the weekend mean to you?
The best
3 days
of the week.
The best 3 days of the week.
Yeah. Hami dakuyepi ma toa yuhi machi apelo. Naha I yuhan chante washteya napche jiuz apelo. That means, hello, my name is Mato. I greet you with a good heart and a handshake. That's customary in Lakota culture.
This is Friday, take one. Good morning. My name is Mato. I go by Mato Ayuhi as well. I'm 23 years old, and I'm currently in the bedroom of the Airbnb of the place I'm staying at in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is 7:52 in the morning. That's why my voice sounds low and raspy and kind of sexy. It is Friday, July 30th, and one line about who I am. Well, I am an artist of sorts and just a cute guy overall. I am originally from South Dakota. I grew up in a town named Sioux Falls, and I am sticking to the roots of my native Lakota culture and staying nomadic. So I kind of just roam wherever I find the buffalo. Buffalo in this case is money. All right, so I'm going to pick this back up later in the day. Yeah, beautiful. All right, mwah. See you soon.
Yo. Oh, shit, you're right. It's 8:46 in the morning on Friday. I think it's the 30th. Yo, the water's hot, yeah? The water's hot. Alright. I'm Kaho Mwemise. I live in Gaborone, Botswana. Yeah, I live with my stepbrother and my stepdad and my mom and my grandmother. I'm getting my fit ready to leave. I'm dressed like I'm about to go do someone's taxes. It's the striped button-up shirt and these big-ass chinos that are mad baggy. I might have to clean my room before I leave, or I could just leave fast enough so that no one notices that my room is dirty before I leave. Cheat code. But I don't think it's going to work like that. Dreads back or dreads in a bun. Dreads back would look kind of cute.
I'm Faith Hoffman. I'm 22. I'm from Iowa, Colorado. College student, rodeo athlete. We're in Los Animas, Colorado, currently on the rodeo trail. This weekend we're hitting 3 rodeos. There's people that go to pro rodeos and they'll hit way more than 5. They live on the road pretty much, make their living rodeoing. We're not that. Most times going to these amateurs when they're just on the weekends, you kind of call them weekend warriors. I guess I'd label myself as one for the time being. Maybe one day we can make a living off of it. Now I'm brushing Barbie off. Just make sure she's good and clean and nothing bothers her between the pad and the saddle. The saddle that I ride, it's got my name and then it has my favorite verse on the other side. Jeremiah 29:11. Therefore I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You know, just a reminder always, it's in his hands. Like, he's got a plan, he's got a good will for me, you know. I'm gonna go warm her up and get ready to rodeo.
The time is 11:41 a.m. Friday. I'm just in the barrack chilling with a couple of my mates. My name is David Yang. I'm 22 years old. I am in a province called Yanggu, which is located in the northern area of South Korea. And right now I'm serving in the Republic of Korean Army. I was born in Portland, Oregon. And although I moved to Korea when I was only 2 years old, I spent most of my childhood in English-speaking environments, so I never had the opportunity to really mingle with like super Korean friends. I think I was unsure whether if I would be able to feel a great sense of belonging there. And here's my mate, one of my mates, Chunhyuk, just climbed over to my bed, just annoying me. That was Hunpyo, another bagmate calling me Jaeung. Jaeung is my Korean name. That's supposed to be the soundtrack for Mission Impossible, in case any of you haven't noticed yet.
Mi nombre es Natalie Sharing Guancango. Tengo 25 años de edad.
My name is Natalie Sharon Huancanco. I'm 25 years old.
Acabo de salir del trabajo.
I just got off work.
Chao, chicos. Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana. ¿Mañana vamos a venir?
Ah, no, no. Hasta lunes. Gracias, me
di cuenta. Y estoy en el departamento de Cusco, Perú.
And I'm currently in the department of Cusco, Perú.
mis papás están llegando y ellos quieren ir a visitar a mi abuelita, que se encuentra aproximadamente a 4 horas de Cusco.
My parents are on their way here and they want to visit my grandma.
Visitar a mi abuelita, que yo también no le veo hace mucho tiempo. Yo no lo veo en serio hace más de un año.
I'm heading there now. I haven't seen my grandma in so long. I haven't seen her in over a year.
Hi, this is Nico. It is the very start of Agostina, the national holidays, and I am in Santa Tecla, El Salvador, and I am doing nothing at the start of vacation. I'm staying in tonight, so enjoy the quiet sounds of the San Salvador suburbs.
It is vibe time, Moeed Majeed. Asian FX, you know what time it is, every single weekday, 4 to 7pm. And I have something cool to share with you, actually, because I'm doing a project this weekend, which is very, very interesting, and I wanted to share that with you. So, yeah, I'm recording for Vice in America, and they're going to put together, like, people's weekends across the world. So multiple people throughout the world are doing the same thing I'm doing right now with it. So I'm wondering what you guys are doing this weekend. Obviously, I'm doing my little recording thing. I've got a wedding to go to on Sunday as well, which I'm actually performing at. I'm playing the saxophone. I somehow got roped into performing at this wedding, and I've been learning Whitney Houston since like Tuesday. I've got to do a little Whitney Houston number, which is quite funny, actually. But yeah, I've been doing that. But what are your plans for the weekend? Hit me up on 07741-800-815. Have you got anything interesting going on? I've got some more tunes coming out right now here on Asian FX with Moeed.
Let's do dance with her. Relax.
He's Kitas. I'm so sorry.
Hi again. It is 6 o'clock p.m. I'm still in the studio. It's Friday. Let's see what's going on in another room.
Oh my god. You all hear the music? Hey, get these niggas a better playlist, some Wu-Tang.
I walked in a circle, I'm like, you know what? Let me go check.
What's up, Big Rasta? Yeah. We're in the mall, I'm with Mwenda. We're entering the grocery store to get snacks and shit.
Let me show you why this is my favorite spot.
Yeah.
The Mexican aisle.
Oh my god, they've got tacos. Not the Mexican aisle. No. Oh, this is the foreign aisle because they got soy sauce too, bro. And teriyaki. Holy shit. Nah, you've opened my horizons.
Made south of Mexico.
In Africa. What they mean by that? Wait.
So sweet chili or...
My name is Mato, my buddy DA and I. DA, do you have anything to contribute?
I rarely have anything to contribute.
That's not true, he's a cutie pie. Should we do a little impromptu song for the good people?
Sure.
I know my boys to my right, and we gonna have a good night. Oh, there's a Dyson vacuum on the wall. DA's not wearing a shirt.
Never wear a shirt ever again.
All right, that's enough free play for y'all.
It's 8:24 p.m. and the day is Friday. So that's our officer broadcasting and telling us to start cleaning our room in designated areas. He's kind of mad because we didn't start cleaning, although it's over 8:30.
Hands up in the air.
The song is called Ice Cream by a Korean artist called MC Mong.
I'm going to ask a favor of you. For just a moment tonight, would you join me in a moment of silence? Now, the moment of silence tonight can be many things, but for me it means this. Last year in 2020, that sound right there was a thing that we got to hear at rodeo arenas all over the United States of America. Ballparks, baseball fields. I would like for you to remember one thing, and I'd like you to put one thing in your hearts, because you live in this place, in this world, that has an exceptional connection to things that are true and real and maybe grounded in common sense that might be lacking in other parts of the world. And that is, last year, folks, you were one of the few places that stood proud as Americans and decided to pursue the tradition of fairs and rodeos. You have a committee and you have a county that stands behind the things that are right. So would you do me a favor and make a little noise and we get loud to represent the great honor that we have tonight to be Americans. Indeed, we have that honor and we live proudly. With that, I give you the greatest song in the United States, dare I say the greatest song in the world, that has been played on every country's grounds to represent the true meaning of freedom and our patriotism right here in America. It is your national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we
hailed. This is Afghanistan. So now I'm in the street walking with my friends. They are also going on my way. Bizanyak beatbox. Yeah. So weekend is important for me because I can visit my family, friends, going out, having fun in a country that is full of sadness. Having fun is a risk here. I can say that, you know, that human needs having fun.
عکسی بگیره برش نشان میتم اگر تو را امشب دعوت میکنم در هتل نصیب دماد از تو چی رسید؟
I did not have enough of a head start, so I got the 10-second penalty. If I wouldn't, I'd been winning the rodeo, but it is what it is. I saw what I thought I needed to, and it just wasn't enough, so the game plan didn't work. I'm bummed. I'd much rather be winning it. We are loading up and headed to Montrose. Drive all night till we get there. We're leaving right now, you know, by 10, and maybe get a couple hours of sleep, and then we get up and we rodeo at 8 a.m. the next morning.
Los viajes realmente son muy pesados.
The journeys are really difficult.
Ya que son 7 horas de viaje, la carretera no es asfaltada, es a trocha.
The trip is about 7 hours and the roads are unpaved.
Sin embargo, estar con mis papás, estar con mis hermanas que no les veo hace tiempo, vale la pena todo esto.
But getting to see my family and my brothers and sisters makes it all worth it.
I go home at like
around like 9:30 because we have a curfew at like 10. So yeah, it was a great day. Actually, it was an amazing day. So I could say it was an amazing day. Won't be mad. If I had to do a day like that again. I want to say good morning, but my eyes won't open. I'm so tired. 7:20, hella early actually. And yeah, I'm trying to wake up.
Mamita!
Grandma, good morning. How are you? How you been?
Mi abuelita tiene 90 años, aún conserva su lengua materna, que es el quechua.
My grandma is 90 years old, and she still speaks her first language, which is quechua.
It's 7:23 a.m., it's a Saturday morning. In the weekend, usually the morning roll call takes place at 7:30 a.m., but today I have sent task to raise the Korean national flag. To raise the flag according to the beat to the national Korean anthem.
Yeah, so I mean, we're here in Montrose. It's just a little after 10 and just getting done and kind of tired with a little bit of sleep, kind of hungry.
Be no time for pace.
So my horse kind of slipped in the box, so we were a little late on the start, and it's not how we want it to go. I mean, there's probably a little more pressure to win this last rodeo because I haven't won anything yet this weekend, and I pay fees at every one of these rodeos, plus fuel, diesel, you know, pulling a trailer, food, all the expenses that go into the weekend. And so to win a check that, you know, helps pay for it. So, there's a little more pressure to win.
Moed Majid.
I don't know why I'm feeling a bit nervous for this performance tomorrow. It tends to always happen just before I perform. It's the first time I played saxophone in at a gig in about 3 years.
I'm at the bus stop in town. And yeah, I'm waiting for a minibus taxi now. Yeah. The minibus taxis all have different routes and shit. So they go to different places in the city. And right now, like, so many routes that I don't need are like passing by. I wanna fucking scream. My anxiety's popping, actually. Everybody and their father staring, oh my god. Actually, earlier I was at the stop in my neighborhood. I'm very androgynous looking, apparently, so these men are driving past, and they start to holler at me. Until they realize that I'm a gent, and they start staring at me, and I'm like, I mean... That's kind of wild, bro. I think I'm just anxious, yeah. Hey, it's the root. A job praise.
All your larger electronic devices, such as your laptop computers, will need to be stowed either under the seat in front of the door and open again.
What is up? This is Mato. I'm currently en route to northern Minnesota. And yeah, y'all are gonna meet all of my family. They're gonna be stoked to say a few words. They're all very animated, such as myself. It's probably where I get it from. All right, much love. Bye bye.
Life in the military is pretty restricted. I couldn't go home for the first time until like 250 days. One thing that I always tend to do when I feel homesick, I just call my family. Opa! Oh! Hi, hi, hi. Wow, 나 졸라 잘생겼는데.
What do you want?
Come on, 2시, 2시.
I'm trying to edit. My brother's in my room interrupting my editing. What do you want?
Phone to you, brother.
I'm not recording for him. He's got a toy sword. Why are you hitting me with the sword, man? I'm trying to do work, man. Go away.
La conversación en quechua que tuve con mi abuelita. Estaba conversándole de cómo era antes su casa porque ella vivía súper lejos.
I was talking to my grandma in Quechua and I was asking her, how was her house before? Because she used to live really far.
Yo le estaba explicando en Quechua que no hay carretera para que vaya a su casa.
And I was trying to explain to her in Quechua that there aren't any roads that lead to her home.
Y ella me estaba diciendo que sí existía en sus tiempos, existía una carretera.
She was telling me that back in her day, yeah, there was a road.
Y que quisiera llegar a su casa.
And she wished she can go home.
Y que extrañaba mucho su casa.
And she told me she misses her home so much.
We're going to go out to Kiowa, Colorado now. Faith Hoffman's going to be the next one that drove for us.
So we're at the last rodeo of the weekend here in Norwood.
How about 2.9 for Faith Hoffman? 2.9 for that last cowgirl. Somebody pay your entry, please.
I drew a good calf and nailed the start and roped the calf, ended up second in the rodeo with the 2.9, and Barb did her job, and it was just a good confidence boost, a reminder. Even though I know I can rope and I've done it on bigger stages, it can be kind of tolling when two in a row don't go well, so it makes the drive home a lot easier when you end on a good one. It's a beautiful night here. Oh my gosh, it's so nice, and it's just gorgeous scenery behind us. I think it's always nice to go off on a win.
This is Mato. Again, it is 11:51 in the PM. And as you can hear, our nation's song is playing. Might I add, it could use some revamping. I don't know if I'm alone in that regard, but we ran into some vehicular malfunctioning, if you will. But we're getting there, slow and steady. We'll be to the marina soon. And God bless the United States.
This is Nico. It is 11:55 p.m. I'm in
San Salvador, El Salvador, at a venue listening to my friends play cumbia, and now they're on the encore. Very sweet vibes. People are dancing super hard. I haven't felt this hard on the floor in years.
Technically, concerts are illegal right now, but clearly people are still playing music. People have interpreted that decree pretty loosely. But there's always a possibility that the cops or the military roll up and tell you to turn the sound down. But people continue on. People press on.
Sun is coming up and we are walking home.
Happy.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The time is 8:19, Sunday morning, I just woke up.
It's 8:14 a.m. Sunday morning.
It's Sunday morning, 25 past 10.
I have another checkpoint shift today from 12 to 2. Expecting to sweat a lot outside.
I'm gonna leave for the wedding venue shortly.
I'm at home. Think every Sunday bangs when you wake up at home. This bang's a bit different, yeah? Sitting on the porch at the back. And I'm in like my grandmother's garden. It's so serene and like comforting to be like around like big ass trees that have been here longer than I have. We also have like an empty pool in the backyard. It's been empty for years now, like since I came this side from USA, South Africa. It's kind of become kind of like a little pond or whatever for like birds and stuff like that. Not the safest water to put your feet in, but it's really nice to just look at and just see like all the life coming in and out of it.
These are the water noises. Water, 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 water.
For the last time, this is Monzo. And I'm reporting live from Cass Lake in northern Minnesota. This has been a wild journey we've had this past weekend. A blessed day, went hiking, went swimming. Hung out with family. Okay, so you just heard the powerful noises of my lovely niece, Ife Tayo.
Hello.
I'm with about half of my lovely family that's here. I'll let them all introduce themselves.
Iris Jacob, sister extraordinaire.
And I'm Clara Jacob, I'm Mato's mother. From whence everything began.
From whence?
Where?
My womb.
Right.
We've been going here for generations.
Generations.
And generations.
Yep. And generations.
Now we're here on the dock listening to the water ripple its little waves. Bye.
So I just returned from my checkpoint shift. I'm gonna go and wash some of my stuff. But yeah, I think that about ends it. Thank you for listening.
The time is 2:08. Sorry, I've been rushing around. Had a rehearsal for the wedding, did that. Now I'm back home. My sister's doing my hair. She's gonna braid it. So looking like Snoop Doggy Dog. So yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, and she's told me to get some, whatchamacallit? Hairspray, but I don't know what it is. Alina, I can't find it! The gold thing. Where is my gold one that I had? Why'd you take it?
I needed it.
No. Don't.
It's not yours.
It's mine, bruv.
No, it's not.
You didn't even know it was in my room.
I didn't know it was in your room because remember you took it to your friend again.
Yeah. As in I had it in my room for about a year.
Yeah, because
which one?
I took it from
mine. Oh, these are alright. Which one should I wear?
They're literally the same.
I'm about to get hairsprayed. Ah, my neck.
Okay, pin.
Whatchamacallit? Do you think it'll look alright for the wedding?
It's 5 p.m. I've been chilling on the porch literally the whole day. Yeah. It's been a great Sunday. I'm grateful for a lot, actually. Like, I was cooped up in the house for like 2 months. It was cool to have solitude, you know what I mean, from working every day at that time. It's also very lonely, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm looking at the sun setting, actually. It's on its way down. And the sun rays are like, you can see the sun ray through the trees, you know what I mean? It's very, very, very beautiful because there's like different parts of the tree that's greener than the other, lighter green than the other. It's just, it's cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm out from Kahu Memise.
Special thanks to David Yang.
I think that about ends it. Thank you for listening.
Kaigo Moimise.
So I will be signing out for the night.
Faith Hoffman.
This morning I was tired. I was like, I'm not ready. Let's go back to bed. But now I'm like, yep, let's pack up the trailer, go to another one. But we don't have another one to go to, so we'll just go home and prepare for the next one.
Mato Wayuhi.
All right, hit you too, though. Bye.
Nicola Chavez Courtright.
Nico again. I'm in San Salvador, El Salvador. And I'm calling it a night.
Sharon Wonka. Bawid Majid.
It's been a long ass day, y'all. Excuse me.
excuse me. Bedtime, he thinks. On the morrow.
And Jawad Saberi.
Yeah, cheers.
Since recording his weekend for us, Jawad was forced to flee Afghanistan for his safety. His studio in Kabul was destroyed, and he's now living elsewhere as a refugee. To everyone else who shared their weekend with us, thank you.
I happened upon a little waterfall, thought I would share some of these sounds, staring at it right now, feeling calm.
I'm hungover, laying on the floor. I took my shirt off because it's helping with my hangover.
Smells especially nostalgic for me today. I don't know what it is. It's just pretty. It feels right.
Vice News Reports is produced by Jesse Alejandro Cottrell, Sophie Kazis, Jen Kinney, Janice Yamoka, Julia Nutter, and me, Sarah Cavallo. Our senior producers are Ashley Cleek and Adiza Egan. Our associate producers are Sam Egan and Adriana Rodriguez. Sound design and music composition by Steve Bone, Pran Bandy, and Kyle Murdoch. Our executive producer and VP of Vice Audio is Kate Osborne. Janet Lee is senior production manager for Vice Audio. Production coordination by Steph Brown. Our theme music is by Steve Bone. Our host is Ariel Dumras. From iHeart executive producers Nikki Etor and Lindsay Hoffman. I'm Sarah Cavedo, and it would mean a lot if you rated and left a review of our show. It helps other people find it, and it also means a lot to us. Vice News Reports normally drops every Thursday, so be sure to check back in next week.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.